All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to welcome Fred Couples into the interview room here of the 38th U.S. Senior Open Championship. Fred playing in his fourth U.S. Senior Open, the runner-up in 2010 at Sahali. Fred, already two wins this year, including last week. How do you feel about your game?
Well, I feel good coming off last week. I'd been home for 7 weeks. After Houston, I don't know, something happened with my ribs, and it took me a while to feel where I could breathe and swing. And then, to be honest with you, I practiced a little bit before I went to Wisconsin, and I was planning on coming here and using that as a good week. And then as I kept practicing, I just felt better and better each day. When I got to Wisconsin, I loved the course, and 4 days later after a pro-am, I ended up winning, and I played very, very well. So I'll hit some balls today, and then I'll walk around the course, try and get a feel for it, and then I'll play tomorrow afternoon, and then, you know, we'll start Thursday.
When you miss time, either, you know, with a rib injury or a back injury, what's the hardest thing for you to do when you come back?
Well, I think everyone says the same. I mean, first, you know, finding your tempo. And we all feel like we, at our age, we can still hit the ball fairly well, if, you know, but 7 weeks off is a long time, but really short game. And I putted very well the first day, which kind of gave me a boost. And I had a very good back nine the second round, but the front nine was not all that great. And then on Sunday, for the first 11 holes, I really didn't miss many shots and played very, very well. And I had it, you know, six under, and then I got in the lead. And I just kind of hung on. I played well. I hit a couple mediocre shots, but I think for most of us, it's really tempo and then your short game. And if your short game's off and you don't score, you know, you're in you're in trouble.
And you've played in more than 20 U.S. Opens, and this will be your fourth one of these. What do you feel like you need to be successful in a USGA championship in particular compared to some of the other weekly events?
Well, the obvious is you have to play four really good rounds of golf. I think in some other events, even in majors, you can get away with an okay round. But in the U.S. Open, you know, you can't just dust off the clubs and go out on a Friday and miss hit the ball and, you know, shoot 71 or 72 because it's hard to make birdies. And this is just me speaking. I can't, but when I go to Augusta, I feel like I can make some birdies, even, you know, 20 years ago, and same as the British Open, but most U.S. Opens. And to be honest, I played at Sahali. I don't even know where I played the other three U.S. Opens. And most of the time, I get to going and playing, and then I struggle in the middle of the year with my back. And I've skipped it at least the last couple of years, but I'm excited to be here. But you have to play really well. I've never seen the course. I don't know how easy it is or how hard it is, but I know that you have to drive it well. And from what I hear, the greens are very difficult.
Let's open it up some questions. If you can raise your hand, Jess and Jeff will bring the microphone around. Question right here in the front right.
The senior British Open, yeah, not the regular, no.
Other questions? Gary here in the front left. Get a microphone up to him. Jess, thank you.
Fred, we've watched you play at such a high level for so many years, despite having these constant woes for God knows how many years with your back. What has been the key element or elements in allowing you to keep coming back at such a high level as you've just done last weekend?
Well, it actually works both ways. When I was in my 30s, I got really, really frustrated because there's a handful of events you don't want to miss, such as the PGA or a U.S. Open or a British Open or the World Series of Golf. And then as I got a little older, I just figured, you know, it's going to happen, and I know that after time away, you know, not one of these times it's not going to come back. It's just going to be bad and stay bad. But I'm able to bounce back, and I think it's really the type of swing that I have, and it really doesn't bother me. You know, I was playing really well this year. I went to Augusta, and I I had a great time, and based on score, it's the only way I can look at it. And I played well there, and then I came back, and I practiced a little bit, and I went to Houston. And I was a little bit sore, but I still played okay. And then I flew home, and I woke up Monday, and I'd been seeing this guy, and he says, you've popped two ribs. I said, I just played the 18th hole. I felt pretty good. I flew home, and, you know, it's the way I curl. I don't know what the hell happened, but that is just totally different. But then my whole back gets stiff and tight, and things kind of bounce around. But, you know, it's been so long since I've really worried about it. I wish I could be healthier. But at the same time, in 7 weeks, you know, I did a lot of fun stuff. I'm 57 years old. Golf doesn't totally dictate what I do. But there are times where I'll text a few friends and basically say, you know, I'm done with this. It gets very frustrating. And if I was just playing okay, it probably wouldn't bother me as much. And for a long time on the regular tour, you know, I was a good player. You know, I mean, when I got in my mid-40s, I could still play, but I couldn't sustain. I couldn't go play 3 out of 4 tournaments. So then you go home and you get rusty, and then you come back and you're playing much harder courses. I think the guys on this tour are extremely qualified, a lot of them to win, a lot of them to play well. But for my game, the Champions Tour courses are a little more simpler than Bay Hill or Mirfield, Jack's Tournament, or Colonial. You know, you can't just be a little bit sore and go play Colonial and shoot 68 or 69. So that's what helps me a little bit, is I can play well on Champions Tour courses because I still hit the ball a long way and I can birdie a lot of holes. And that helps me. On the regular tour, you start playing rounds where you don't birdie any holes, you're going to finish 70th every time.
Hey, Fred.
Bill.
How does, going back to 91, 92, 93, I was down, I think, for the Nestle when you won that, just visiting, and you were on a roll. You were the best player in the world for a nice stretch there. Then obviously you've had a great career. What happens from turning 50? I just talked to Rocco about it, but your game. What's different maybe than it was in the early 90s to now?
Well, I think when I turned 50, my game got better by scores. And I was able to shoot lower scores in the Champions Tour. I think I lost to Tom Watson. I think I was 21 under par in Hawaii, my first Champions Tour event. And I thought, wow. And I just kept playing, and I believe I won 3 in a row, and it just my scores were better. And the courses were just maybe a little easier. I mean, it's a given that we're not playing PGA Tour-type golf courses. So as I got to be late 40s, I couldn't really compete, but I thought there were times where I could, such as Davis Love won it on the regular tour at the age of 50 or 50, I don't know, 52 maybe. I felt like I could still play well, but not, you know, where I could be 12th or 15th or 20th on the money list. But I was still exempt. I still played. And then the Champions Tour was a huge boost, and it was a place for me to play and feel like I could really, really compete. And that's my goal. You know, I want to, as long as I can keep competing, I'll play out here no matter what kind of injuries I have. But there comes a time where, you know, you'll get to a certain spot and I can't go play with Jay Haws and Rocco and Kenny Perry and Steve Stricker. And then it's just really, really, really a lot of work. I know some of these words sound funny, but, you know, I've been 37 years on the PGA Tour and Champions Tour. I mean, there's going to come a time where I'm going to be done with it. And it's not quite there yet, but it's getting very close.
Dan over here on the left.
Sorry, Dave.
Fred, I just wonder how many things you've gone through in terms of treatment for your back. If you've tried like everything and if you've ever arrived at one thing, or do you still search and do you still see different people?
Well, I've had Tom Boers for a long, long, long time. And then I had a great guy in Waco, Texas that passed away. And then the last year and a half, I have a guy near my house at home who's flying in right now. And he's a very, very talented and knows my back and kind of gets me to work out a little bit. He came to, first time he traveled was to Augusta, and I really enjoyed that. So he's coming in for this week, and I haven't really tried crazy things. I mean, I went to Germany, but that was just a medical procedure. I've gone three times, and I wouldn't say it's anything daring. It just really felt good when I was 50, 51. And the last time I went, probably didn't get as much out of it as I did the first two times. But, you know, no surgeries, no crazy things. I have a body that I'm fairly limber, which helps too, but I get really tight, but I'm able to still swing because of my shoulders and maybe my hips getting through the ball. But the problem is it just bounces around from day to day, and then it becomes a real nuisance. One day it might be on the left side, and I'll try and figure it out on the range, and I'll wake up and I'll move to the right side, and then I got to figure out how to swing through the ball versus taking it back. And it's just a lot of stuff. But I've been doing it so long that it's part of it. It's trying to figure out how you're going to feel.
So acupuncture?
I've tried acupuncture, sure. But I don't have an acupuncturist, or I go home and see it, or any of that stuff.
Go to Dave here in the center.
You mentioned when you're done, will there still be room for golf after you stop playing, or will you just
away from it totally? I'll play with my buddies at home and hopefully play at Augusta until I, you know, am 60. I don't know how old I can play at Augusta, but I would like to play a few Champions Tour events. But, I mean, you'll see, you know, Bernard Langer is the hardest worker out here. Scott McCarron, they're really good players, no doubt. They've been good. Bernard's been good forever. But they practice really hard, and they're ready to play. And there are guys in the regular tour that are young that are ready to play. They're just not quite as good as the top 30 guys. You travel out. You see it. But they're still really good. And there may come a time where they get on a little roll, and it may last 2 years or it may last 22 years. For me, you know, it's lasts a long time, and I don't have, I hate to travel. It really is no fun. I enjoy the tournaments. Like last week, I played with Stricker two times. It's in his hometown. We had thousands of people following. It was a lot of fun. But to come out and play and travel and miss stuff that I enjoy doing at home to not play well, I think that's hard for me to do. But I may end up doing it.
Would you try TV, or would you give a thought to that?
No, because I'm hoping to play till I'm 60. And then people say, what are you going to do? Trust me, I'll find stuff to do. it's not that difficult. I will find stuff. But golf will still, I'll still play golf. But I won't worry about it.
Dan on the left.
Yeah, Fred, I just wondered if you saw much of the Open.
I did. I did.
If you had a thought about the scores that were shot at the golf course. And this is obviously a dramatically different kind of golf course here.
Well, to answer your question, I've never seen Erin Hills. I'm from Seattle, so I saw what happened at Chambers Bay in a course that no one knew about, where it got rock hard and played really, really tough. But the best players were around on Sunday, which says a lot about the course. I've heard a lot of great things about Erin Hills. It just was a little soft, and I think that fairways were easier to hit, fairways were wider. But as a golf fan, I thought it was fun to see all these guys just pound drivers. I mean, a few years ago I went and watched at Olympic Club, and it was a totally different game. I mean, guys were doing whatever they could to get it in play and then try and get good yardages to stop them on those greens. I don't know if anyone was there, but that just comes to my mind. But this year it just turned out to be a little easier. And length doesn't scare any PGA Tour players. It may be harder for Jim Furyk to shoot great scores every day than it is for Dustin Johnson, who missed the cut. But length is not a problem. Those 500-yard holes where they're hitting 5, 6, and 7 iron to a kind of a big green that's not real hard is not a problem. They hit a lot of greens that week, and it played easier than it probably should have. But it was fun to watch. I will say that. It was really fun to see everybody just rip driver.
Other questions for Fred? Brian, back left.
Fred, you haven't been able to play in this particular championship since 13.
Where was that?
Omaha.
Omaha, okay.
And wondering if you missed playing in this championship, and then two, what motivates you this week?
Well, I mean, it's the U.S. Open, so I certainly, 14, 15, 16, so I know two of the years. I didn't play any last year. The year before, I was gone in the middle of the year, and I don't even know where it was in 2014. Maybe Oak Tree was one of those years, but you guys pick great courses for us. I have heard nothing but fun things about this. I know there was a senior open here before where Bruce Fleischer won, and Bruce Fleischer at the time was probably one of the top players on the tour, so you have to really play well. This is going to be tough around the greens, but I mean, what motivates you is, you know, it's a major championship, and maybe we have too many on our tour, but the U.S. Open is one that, you know, you want to win and play well. You want to win all of them. But, I mean, I would love to win a U.S. Open. And I had a great chance, my first one ever in Seattle, and I struggled on one hole and 72 holes and lost to Bernhard. But I do like U.S. Opens. In the old days, I probably played well in two of them out of 20. But it's hard. A lot of times back then, I didn't really have the game to play four great rounds of golf. I would drive it in the rough too many times or not have the short game of some other people. But for me, you know, I'm going to have a good time this week and hopefully play very, very well.
You said you'll get your first look at Salem this afternoon and play tomorrow. How much time have you spent in New England or Massachusetts over the years?
When I first got on tour, played a few times in the, I think it was the Boston, I don't even know what the tournament was called.
Pleasant Valley,
thank you, yeah. So I played there a few years on a very fun course. I've been to Fenway Park once, never seen the Bruins play, or the Celtics, but it's just somewhere I've not come to very often, just besides a golf tournament. Brookline, that was incredible playing there. So what I like is I grew up in Seattle, so I have a feeling this is going to be a lot like playing in Seattle. Might be a lot tougher course than most that we have, but it'll look a lot of the same. All right?
Any other questions for Fred?
All right, thank you.
Thanks. Good luck.